Section 6. Continued. Gronowski came across an apple in the capacious pocket of his jacket and bit into it. Okay, you've seen Hallam and been kicked out as expected. What next? I haven't quite decided, but whatever it is, it's going to dump him on his fat behind. I saw him once before, you know, years ago, when I first came here, when I thought he was a great man. A great man. He's the greatest villain in the history of science. He's rewritten the history of the pump, you know, rewritten it here. Lamont taps his temple. He believes his own fantasy and fights for it with a diseased fury. He's a pygmy with only one talent, the ability to convince others he's a giant. Lamont looked up at Gronowski's wide and placid face, wreathed now in amusement, and forced a laugh. Oh, well, that doesn't do any good, and I've told it all to you before anyway. Many times, agreed Gronowski. But it just gravels me to have the whole world